One of the advantages of cheap food is that in times of economic stress, it keeps people from starvation. Mass production of food is more and more necessary as the population soars. Turkey was a luxury at Christmas until the 1950s. Many households would have had a goose or a pheasant before then. However, as they become more and more available, we as a nation consume around 10 million of them over the festive season. Tesco sold hundreds of thousands of turkeys last Christmas. I went, however, to a smaller free-range farm in Horsley. This is Adrian Joy of Bramble Farm.
The main difference is the length of time that we rear the birds. Generally speaking, ours tend to be twice as long in the rearing. And what that means is that the birds have a longer life and they also mature, which means that they taste better when they're cooked. So they develop intramuscular fat, they cook quicker, and they taste better.
Do the supermarkets not breed them to maturity then?
Well, the farmers that produce for the supermarkets, I mean, I don't know the commercial farmers that do that. So from my understanding, I believe that the birds are produced in a shorter period of time to around 12 weeks, and birds mature at 18 weeks. So if that's the case, then yes, they don't breed the birds until they're up to their maturity.
He sells his turkeys for around £12 a kilo, compared to a supermarket which can go as low as £4 a kilo. He says that people's priorities vary about what they want to buy.
We aren't the cheapest turkeys, so sometimes people's budgets don't dictate, they might choose alternatives. So, there are variations in the demand, which is always a bit, can be a bit unpredictable sometimes. And that's the great thing about living in the country that we do. We have freedom of choice to choose what we want to eat and what we want to spend our money on. And, as a farmer, we will produce to a demand. As long as people keep liking our turkeys, we'll keep producing them.
The Red Tractor and the UK government both give minimum welfare requirements. Hens in individual pens must have at least 345 square centimetres of space. According to the charity Compassion in World Farming, 90% of turkeys in the EU are kept in intensive indoor systems, lit to ensure the most feeding time. Free range, however, requires significantly more space and care. But this keeps the birds healthier.
When the birds are outside, they do what they do naturally, which is forage, that's really important.
There are other problems that come with a free-range farm as well. Adrian tells me about the problems with foxes.
On foxes, have you ever had a major incident?
Yeah, we have, yeah. Yeah, we've lost 300 in one night to foxes. Yep, yeah. When they get in, they sort of have a killing frenzy. Yeah, which is devastating. Yeah.
So is that just... How many foxes would... caused 300?
Oh, one or two. Yeah.
Why would they kill so many when surely the better idea would be to kill one, eat it and go?
Yeah, that's what we think too. you're right, but foxes are obviously wild animals, and their instinct is that they learn to kill to survive, and so they may go for periods where they don't get anything, so they kill, and they do something called cache kill, which means that they sort of take bits of the birds that they're killed and they cache them somewhere and then come back the following night to then take them then. So the sort of frenzy that we've experienced is that generally foxes in the wild environment don't have lots of animals concentrated in one area. So they just don't know when to stop. So yeah, we wouldn't mind it if they took one and utilised it, but they don't. They'll kill a load and then maybe take one or two bits and cache them.
Christmas can create a large amount of financial pressure. Each household spends on average around £800 over the season. Bramble Farm is able to survive due to the area it's in.
I'm very lucky as a third generation farmer. It's very hard work. It's not going to make me a rich man, But it's a privilege to be able to produce the food that we want to produce, a high welfare bird, and to be in an area where there's a market for that.
Many people are becoming more and more aware of where their food comes from. Indoor farming is still prevalent, though. Some people will be put off by learning more. But Adrian says that, above all, education is what's important.
But I think whatever the outcome of that, that, you know, it's important for people to understand it and make their own decisions. And so I think for those people that don't maybe care, you know, maybe in time they will. Maybe in time they will. Maybe they'll understand a bit more about the farming process and decide to buy better looked after animals or food. Maybe they won't, I don't know. I'm afraid time will be the only test of that one.